RNIB's Children, Young People and Family Services run a whole host of events throughout the year for children and young people of all ages, their friends and family as well. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the events that have taken place, including Shape and Share events, which run throughout the year. Roisin Mair is with us from RNIB Northern Ireland. Roisin, you know, Shape and Share, I suppose it does almost run through the year, doesn't it, with a huge variety of events.
That's right, Alan. Yes. So we're a year into the lockdown and we have adapted our program to be virtual at the moment with the hope that when things are allowed, we can go back to face to face and perhaps some virtual because it suits some families. But yeah, we've had a virtual program running throughout the year and we are just coming to the end of our winter spring program and then starting our spring-summer programme, which is fab.
There's a huge amount there for people to get involved in, even virtually, of course. I mean, we'll be here, I think, for days talking about all the offerings that are there, but there is, if we just say, something for everyone. And I suppose also importantly as well for the families to all join in.
That's right. And this time round, what has been so good is as we're learning, we're involving families more and more and the young people themselves and really getting the shape part of the Shape and Share correct so that we're delivering programmes that families actually want to take part in.
Tiernan is also with us. Tiernan, you've taken part in lots of the CYPF events and the Shape and Share. What's so good about it?
It gives me something to do because I've been off like school for so long. Instead of me being like bored and all the time, it's given me something to do and look forward to for the week.
So you take part in the youth clubs. What kind of things do you guys chat about or get up to there?
So we've done the bingo and we've done an escape room. It was a Harry Potter themed escape room, wasn't it, Roisin?
That's right, yeah.
We started off in some common room somewhere and then we had to go through tests like as an escape room does. Like we went from the Hogwarts Castle.
But the important thing is, did you make it out?
Yes.
That's the important part. You go out in the end. I mean, the youth club is there, but there's also lots of events through sort of Shape and Share and things like that. So, you know, has it given you any new interests? Have you taken up any new hobbies?
I've started to learn to play guitar and I learned to play the banjo. So I've only really figured out I like the sound of the banjo. Like through this, the first lockdown and all there, so that could be something interesting to look at.
Roisin, you know, from escape rooms to learning musical instruments, I mean, that's fantastic. And I'm assuming you get a lot of people involved, professional people to run some of the sessions as well?
Yes, absolutely. Without our professional partners, I wouldn't know where to begin, particularly when it comes to music. So we have great relationships with the Music Rooms, which are an organisation based here in Northern Ireland, and they're delivering the virtual music lessons for us, which are fab. And then, of course, we're getting experience and guidance from different partners on whatever it is that the young people want to take part in. So we're speaking to colleagues about how you would do a virtual escape room and learning more about that and then finding out how you do bingo online. So it's been a real learning experience, not just for the young people, but for us as staff too.
Tiernan, I suppose as well with you guys being off school and lockdown and so on, does it give you an opportunity to kind of meet up with friends or even make new friends?
Yes, it does. So the first time I went, I didn't really know much people. I knew one or two of them, but now I know mainly all of them. So that was fun.
Roisin, there's a lot for the children and the young people as well. What about parents and siblings? What did they get from it?
Yeah, so if parents and siblings would like to, they can go on and check the programme on our Family Support and Events page on our website and you'll see that there is something for everyone. So we do have tailored sessions for parents themselves and for our family events, siblings are more than welcome to join in and they'll always get a pack along with their brother or sister too. So we really very much want it to be a whole family affair because everyone is affected and that way everyone gets to enjoy it.
And the Shape and Shares are across the UK.
That's right. Unlike our tailored projects within Northern Ireland, the Shape and Share programme is UK-wide, so it's open to everyone in the UK and we really encourage people to come on and join and link in and make new connections.
See, and there's probably a lot of people out there who think, you know, it sounds pretty good, but, you know, perhaps haven't given it a go yet. What would you say to them?
You don't know until you try it. Like, it could be great that you can like it or whatever. Just, you don't know until you try. So give it a shot.
Roisin, just finally then, if people would like to find out more about the CYPF events, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so they can go on our website, like I said, which is the Family Support and Events section of the RNIB website, or they can contact us directly at our mailbox, which is cypf.mailbox@rnib.org.uk.
Now, we'll have more news coming up on the CYPF events over the summer. Looking forward to that. For the moment, though, to Roisin and to Tiernan, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you.